Welcome to the deep dive. So you know how this works. You send us your notes, your articles, basically whatever you're curious about, and we dive in.
Yeah, we get to the bottom of it.
Exactly. We pull out the most interesting stuff, the really important insights, and all of that, it's all for you, specifically tailored just for you. And today's subject, well, it's someone whose work just, I don't know, it really speaks to something, something human, Tom Hanks. We're going to take a deep dive into his spiritual journey.
That's right. We're going to be exploring the religious and spiritual influences. I mean, you can really see how they've shaped his life, his worldview. It's pretty fascinating,
Yeah.
actually. It's not just one thing. It's quite a journey.
Yeah, and speaking of journey, this one starts way back early years, and it's still unfolding. We'll get into that. And you've given us a lot to work with. I mean, we have your personal notes, news articles, all sorts of different perspectives. So today, our mission, well, we want to take all of this and really paint a picture of the key religious phases in Tom Hanks's life. And we're going to see how these beliefs, well, how they might have influenced him, not just personally, but also in his career, because wow, what a career. And we're going to do all of this, and you know how we do. We're going to keep it engaging, we're going to keep it clear.
Yeah, no one wants to get bogged down.
Right. And from what we see here, there are some surprising twists and turns, but I think a good place to start, it just makes sense chronologically, is his childhood, right? We need to go back to his Catholic upbringing, Concord, California, those early years.
Absolutely. All your sources, they point to this as the, I guess you could call it the foundation, a Catholic household. That meant regular church attendance. So right away, Hanks is being exposed to morality, ethics, is all being instilled, those really crucial formative years.
Yeah.
I mean, your notes suggest that this was a huge part of how he understood right and wrong.
It wasn't just about, memorizing a set of rules, though, was it? You highlight those rituals, those kind of pivotal childhood experiences. First communion, confirmation, those can be so important. That sense of community, finding your place within something bigger.
Oh, for sure. Those rituals, that sense of
Yeah.
belonging. And what's interesting is that within this framework, this very Catholic framework, he's also learning about love, empathy,
Right.
the church. It becomes a source of comfort, a source of solace. It's really portrayed as a core element of his early identity, this bedrock, spiritually speaking.
Now, this is where it starts to get even more interesting because we have this Catholic foundation, but then your notes mention his great grandfather, and there's this connection to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, that's the LDS Church. And it's fascinating how those family roots, they stretch out in different directions.
Absolutely. And those connections, even if they're not the primary influence, they still bring in new values, new perspective. Your
Yeah.
sources talk about those Mormon values.
Right. The strong emphasis on family,
Yeah.
community, that very clear sense of a moral code of right and wrong. It's all there.
I'm thinking about some of the characters Hanks has played, and it
Yeah.
makes you wonder because you see those values in his work, or at least echoes of them. Think about a movie like Castaway, the importance of loyalty, community. Even in Captain Phillips, there's this very strong moral compass. Maybe, just maybe, that early exposure, even if it wasn't, his direct lived experience, it subtly informed the authenticity he brings to those roles.
That's an interesting thought, isn't it? I mean, where does inspiration come from? And
Exactly.
if we look at the broader picture, you have this Catholic upbringing,
Yeah.
very direct influence,
Sure.
right? And then you have these Mormon values that were there, maybe not as central, but still present. And those themes in his films, the ones you mentioned, redemption, the value of companionship, that search for truth, personal truth, those themes, they resonate with tenets in both traditions.
Right. It's like he had this early exposure to different ways of understanding the world. But then hold on, because according to your sources, things shift again. During his teenage years, he embraces evangelical Christianity.
Quite a shift.
He actually described himself as, and this is a quote, a Bible-toting evangelical. A real change in how he was expressing his faith, wouldn't you say?
Definitely a different outward expression. And, faith is often dynamic, especially during those teenage years. You're figuring out who you are, what you believe. But your sources indicate that he really did identify with evangelical Christianity. And this was the 70s. We got to remember that.
Right, totally different cultural landscape.
Evangelical values, they were having a moment.
Big time.
So in a way, it reflects those broader societal influences of that time.
But it sounds like it was more than just being surrounded by it. This evangelicalism, with its focus on personal conversion, on actively living and expressing your faith, and that very strong sense of community, it sounds like it really shaped him.
Oh, it was active.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, you know, passively being around it. The church, his peers in that community, it was a very formative experience, particularly for his developing moral framework. He found a real sense of belonging, a community that shared those core beliefs, those core values. It's during this time that he forms close friendships, that collaborative spirit is really fostered.
And it wasn't just about what he believed, was it? He was putting it into action. Those notes mention his involvement in service, church volunteer work, and that kind of hands-on experience that can have such a powerful impact.
For sure. That experience of helping others, it really seems to have instilled in him that desire to contribute, to make a difference.
Yeah, that's something that seems to have stayed with him.
Definitely a recurring theme.
Yeah.
And you know, another thing your sources point to is that his faith during this time, it encouraged him to seek out positivity, integrity, and those values. They might have even influenced the kinds of projects he took on later in his career.
So even though his spiritual journey continued, and we'll get to that, this evangelical phase, it wasn't just a passing thing.
Definitely not.
It was foundational. It helped solidify that emphasis on empathy, that sense of responsibility, and that deep value he places on community.
Yeah, that's the picture your sources paint. It contributed to who he is, to those core values. Now, of course, his journey doesn't end there. We come to another turning point, his conversion to Greek Orthodoxy.
And this one was really influenced by his wife, Rita Wilson, which just goes to show how intertwined personal relationships can be with our spiritual lives.
Absolutely. What's really interesting here is how you have that personal connection, the relationship, and then this deeper spiritual resonance. Rita Wilson, being a member of the Greek Orthodox faith, she introduced him to all of it, the tenets, the traditions, those beautiful rituals, and raising their children within that faith that further solidified things. It was a real commitment.
But your sources point to more than just shared family life. Hank's really connected with the community aspect of the Greek Orthodox Church and that sense of belonging. Well, it seems to be a constant thread in his spiritual journey, wouldn't you say?
A recurring theme, absolutely. And he's spoken about this openly, how much he appreciates that strong sense of belonging, that network of support that he finds in the Greek Orthodox community. And you can imagine, with a life in the public eye, that support is invaluable. I mean, he attends services regularly, participates in the festivals. It's a real connection.
And your notes suggest that the teachings themselves resonated with him.
Very much so. The core teachings of the Greek Orthodox Church, they emphasize compassion, philanthropy, and, you know, that big question, that existential quest for meaning. What's it all about? And those ideas, they clearly aligned with Hank's personal beliefs, his values. They provided this framework for his pursuit of a good life, a life of integrity.
And how about the rituals themselves? Did they play a part in this?
A big part. The rituals, those specific prayers, the communal aspect of it all. It provided structure, I guess you could say. It helped Hanks in his search for understanding spiritual enlightenment. It's a more structured environment than, say, evangelical Christianity, and it seems to have resonated with him. This faith, according to your sources, it's really been a guiding force in his life, his moral compass.
Yeah.
And it's reaffirmed those values of love, kindness, understanding. It's all there.
And for him and Rita Wilson, it's more than just, you know, checking a box on a form, right? This shared Greek Orthodox faith, it's a cornerstone of their marriage.
Without a doubt. It's presented as something that really strengthens their partnership, that fosters mutual understanding, and it supports their individual and shared spiritual growth. And it's not just words. They're actively involved, you know, church activities, events. It's a central part of their lives.
And it's really nice to see how it extends into their family life, how they raise their children.
It's very intentional. They're making a conscious effort to pass on those core values, the teachings of the Greek Orthodox Church. It's about nurturing their children's spiritual and moral development, keeping that religious heritage alive and meaningful. They're sharing the rites, the traditions, the customs, you know, ensuring that faith remains a part of their children's lives and showing them how it can create that cohesive, supportive family environment.
And let's be honest, in Hollywood, in that world, that shared spiritual foundation, it must be such a source of stability, a way to stay grounded.
Absolutely. And your sources suggest that their faith provides that framework for navigating the challenges, the pressure. You know, all of that comes with being in the public eye. It's a way to build resilience, to maintain a sense of purpose that goes beyond, you know, the superficiality of fame. It's about something deeper.
So bringing it to the present day, your sources describe his current spiritual practices. Is he still active in the Greek Orthodox community?
Very much so. It's ongoing. He regularly attends services, participates in those religious festivals. And it's not just, you know, showing up. He integrates those core tenets, those values, charity, compassion, family, into his daily life. It's real, it's lived.
And it seems like his faith isn't something he hides away. It influences how he presents himself to the world, maybe even the kinds of stories he chooses to tell.
You know, he's actually credited his faith with shaping his public persona, his worldview, and your sources pick up on that. They suggest there might be a connection between his beliefs and the roles he chooses, those recurring themes in his films. You know, moral dilemmas, questions of faith, it's all there.
I mean, we're seeing it, right? The Green Mile, it explores those very themes, faith, redemption. Even Forrest Gump, it touches on destiny, that sense of a larger plan.
Exactly. And what your sources propose is that this openness about his faith, it's part of what makes him so relatable, so authentic. It allows people to connect with him on a personal level. It goes beyond just, you know, liking his acting.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what would you say is the key takeaway from all of this, from everything we've explored?
I think the biggest insight is that Tom Hanks' spiritual journey isn't simple. It's not this straight line from A to B. It's complex. It's a tapestry. All those influences, they're woven together. Each phase, the Catholic upbringing, those early connections to Mormonism, his time as an evangelical Christian, and then ultimately embracing Greek Orthodoxy, they've all left their mark, shaping his values, his worldview, even his work. It's all connected. And I think what his story really shows us is that it's a process, you know, this search for meaning, connection, it's ongoing.
It reminds us that our own beliefs, our spiritual explorations, they're rarely straightforward. They're shaped by our experiences, the people in our lives, our own personal searches.
Exactly. And what we can really take away from all this is that those belief systems, those communities, they have a profound impact.
They really do.
They change how we understand ourselves, our place in the world, how we interact with others. It's really quite powerful.
And on that note, as always, we like to leave you with something to think about. So take a moment, consider those diverse experiences in your own life, the spiritual ones, cultural, personal, all of them, and think about how they've shaped your values, your unique perspective on the world. It's worth reflecting on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.